Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Dáil's been told Donegal needs a surgical hub to relieve some of the pressure on Letterkenny University Hospital. The 133 cardinals who are about to elect a new pope have gathered in the Sistine Chapel and sworn an oath of secrecy. They'll remain cut off from the world until a decision is taken. The first vote is expected to conclude later this evening. The housing minister says he expects whoever becomes the new housing czar will declare property interests before taking up the role. And Ishke Aaron says leak detection works may cause overnight supply disruptions in Clare, Redcastle and surrounding areas in Inishowen. Later in the bulletin, Chris Ashmore is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin this evening with a debate in the Dáil this afternoon, during which the health minister was told Donegal needs a surgical hub to relieve some of the pressures on Letterkenny University Hospital. The issue was raised by Deputy Charles Ward on foot of a visit to the hospital last week by Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill. She told the Dáil the best location for a hub in the northwest is still being assessed. Deputy Ward said it shouldn't be a matter of Donegal or Sligo. It should, he said, be both.
Donegal is in desperate need of a surgical hub. Minister, patients across the county are forced to travel very long distances to access essential and life-saving care. Letterkenny University Hospital is severely underfunded and has insufficient resources to address the healthcare needs of the people of the North West. There is a surgical team of just 5 at the moment, where 8 to 10 are required for the current demand. To address this imbalance in healthcare in this country and to meet the current demand, 2 surgical hubs should be established in the northwest. I'm asking you not to leave Donegal behind once again. My question, Minister, will you, the government, establish a surgical hub in Donegal?
Thank you, Deputy Minister Karen McNeill.
The government commits to opening surgical hubs and assessing the business case for a surgical hub in the North West. The HSE is developing that. I've yet to receive it. The factors that they will take into account include the population distribution. I'd had a very good visit to Letterkenny Hospital last week. I note that its funding has increased over 54% in the last number of years. Its staffing has increased by a quarter. There's been very significant investment there. But it is also true that the surgeons there need more surgical capacity and in particular more beds to make sure that they have scheduled surgical access, and I'm very well aware of that.
The 133 cardinals who are about to elect a new pope have gathered in the Sistine Chapel and sworn an oath of secrecy. After the first ballot later today, smoke will emerge from the chapel's chimney with white signalling a new pontiff. However, black smoke will signal they have failed to elect one and they'll go back to vote again. They will remain cut off from the world until a decision is taken. Irish-American priest Father Jim Martin is in Rome. He says whoever is elected will likely see his character change once in office.
Whoever it is, we support him and we pray for him. And also, I think it's important to say that whoever it is, you know, his background is important, but really what we call the grace of office changes people. They, you know, you might be a cardinal or an archbishop in one locale or a Vatican office, but once you're pope, you have a different role, and I think that changes people.
The housing minister says he expects whoever becomes the new housing czar will declare any property interests before taking up the role. Brendan McDonagh withdrew his name from consideration to become the new CEO of the Housing Activation Office last week following controversy over his appointment. The Ditch reported a 4-bedroomed house he jointly owns was advertised on a short-term letting site for over €10,000 a week. Minister James Brown says he expects whoever takes up the role to be transparent.
I expect anybody who will be offered the role will be forthright in their situation, so there will be. But look, this is not an overseeing body, it's actually boots on the ground, and that's where my focus very much would be. And when I do identify the person in agreement with the leaders, that person will be very much somebody who can activate sites on the ground, because that's so important.
Well, that position was to have been taken up, as we said, by Brendan McDonagh, currently the head of NAMA. He is earning €430,000 a year and was to have taken that salary with him to the new role. Now that he's not going there, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald told the Dáil this afternoon it's still unclear what's going to happen to the money. She says there is confusion right across the board on this whole issue.
You, of course, drafted the legislation making it clear that all NAMA executives will go to the resolution unit in the NTMA and that therefore all of them will retain their pay and conditions. This must include Mr. McDonough. So the labyrinth of contradiction prompts people to ask what the hell is going on here. People catch the stink of something rotten.
Ish Gearan says leak detection works may cause supply disruptions in Clare, Redcastle and surrounding areas of Inishowen tonight. Works are set to take place from 11 o'clock tonight until 5 tomorrow morning. Planning permission has been granted for 161 new homes in the new buildings area. Permission was approved this afternoon by Derry City and Strabane District Council's Planning Committee. The application by Benamara Properties is for a residential development comprising 161 dwellings, including two detached chalet bungalows, 17 detached houses, 14 semi-detached chalet bungalows, 82 semi-detached houses and 46 townhouses. The application site is located on lands to the south of Gortinure Road, just east of Silver Brook Park and Primity Crescent. Ireland is among six countries that have issued a joint statement calling for Israel to show restraint in Gaza. It describes plans to capture the entire Gaza Strip as a dangerous new escalation and calls for Israel to immediately lift its blockade on food, water and medical supplies. The statement is signed by Simon Harris and also the foreign ministers of Iceland, Luxembourg, Norway, Slovenia and Spain. People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy says, however, that Taoiseach isn't willing to back his words up with action.
In the last 24 hours, we've had a lot of, you know, welcome words of criticism from Simon Harris and Micheál Martin. But really, I mean, his performance on The Late Late Show, what he said was quite incredible. He said that he does not believe weapons have been flown through Irish airspace to Israel. That is a deliberate, constructed ignorance. He knows all about the weapons.
One of six new tertiary bachelor's degrees announced today is located in Donegal. Students enrolling in the coming academic year will be able to obtain an honours Bachelor of Science in General Nursing. Entry isn't based on points. There are no tuition fees for the first 1 or 2 years. The course begins in the Donegal ETB Further Education and Training Centre in Letterkenny and will then transition on to the ATU's Donegal campus in the town. More details, including a link to apply, available on our website, highlandradio.com. Safe staffing levels, assaults and the privatisation of healthcare for older people are among the issues to be debated at motions at the INMO annual conference. Over 350 delegates from around the country are attending the three-day event which kicked off today in County Wexford. Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill will speak at the conference tomorrow. Phil Nihay says that keeping patients safe is the priority.
We simply do not accept that year on year we should be seeking and having to ballot our members in order to bring about an orderly recruitment process. There's a better way, and it's that it's legislated for. And if everybody's interested in the best outcome for patients, the best outcome for patients is that there are enough staff to look after them.
Donegal County Council has begun the process which will eventually see the introduction of 30 kilometre an hour speed limits in some towns and villages. On foot of a review of all public roads in towns, villages and settlements with an existing limit of 60 kilometres an hour or lower, proposed changes have been drawn up with a non-statutory two-week consultation process getting underway on Monday, May 12th. The further consultation will take place later in the year. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The Council's plans include the introduction of several 30 kilometre per hour urban zones, which will be presented on colour-coded maps during the consultation period. It runs from Monday, May 12th until Monday, May 26th. All the material will be available on the Council's consultation portal, with feedback accepted through the portal by post or by email. Drop-in events will take place across the county, setting out details of all proposed changes to the current urban speed limits, with staff available to discuss the proposals. Submissions or observations can also be made. Events will take place in Killybegs on Monday, May 12th, Donegal Town on Tuesday, May 13th, Dunlow on Wednesday, May 14th, Carndonna and Ballyshannon on Thursday, May 15th, Stranorlar on Monday, May 19th, and Letterkenny on Wednesday, May 21st. Full details and links to the portals available on our website, highlandradio.com.
And Donegal County Council is currently receiving a high number of applications for the vacant property refurbishment grant scheme. As of the end of April, there were 1,129 applications being processed by council, the highest numbers in the Inishowen, Glenties and Letterkenny-Milford municipal districts. Full details on our website. The local authority says that staff are working as quickly as possible to respond to emails and phone queries. The average processing time for a new application is approximately 6 to 8 weeks, with the first inspection typically being complete around 1 month after the application was sent in. The council says there is no closing date for applications. The Vintners Association of Ireland is seeking clarity from the Justice Minister surrounding the legality of serving zero alcohol versions of popular beverages to minors. The group have their national conference next week with the issue on the agenda. Donegal spokesperson for the VFI, Councillor Martin Harley, says he has heard of one publican who lost out on businesses as a result of refusing parents the sale of alcohol-free beer. He added that as a bar owner, he has a duty of care to his customers. Speaking on the 9 till noon show, Councillor Harley said that this cannot remain a grey area.
People come into the premises and the parents of the child ask for an alcohol drink for the child, and the bartender refused them and they all left. So it was put the public in a very awkward situation. We have realistic as well. I think, Paula, you mentioned as well there, like you take some of the drinks, it's not 0.07% alcohol in some of those drinks. You know, so there's still alcohol in them. If they're under 18, you shouldn't serve them alcohol.
Yeah.
So like, it's a perception as well, Greg. You take it, if you were in a bar and you've seen a young teenager, and you've seen a bottle of Heineken from a distance, if you're walking
you
past,
wouldn't know the difference.
It could look like, yeah, it could look like a bottle of Heineken.
Yeah. Normal
bottle
of Heineken. Yeah.
And we have a duty of care as bar owners and bartenders. We have a duty of care, and we'll be told that by the courts as well. If somebody's taken to court, we'll be always told that. We'll use a duty of care to the people coming onto your premises. So we need clarity on this.
And that was Councillor Martin Harley. The HSE has confirmed the civil registration office in Buncrana will reopen for 1 day a week from Wednesday, May 21st. The service, which had previously been in the town for at least 75 years, was cut by the HSE at the end of March, but local councillor Fionnán Bradley says after he and Minister Charlie McConnell met with the HSE in relation to the office, it was agreed it would reopen on Wednesdays on a by-appointment only basis for a trial period of 3 months. One of the reasons given for the closure of the service in March was the fact that most people are now registering births, deaths and marriages online. Councillor Bradley is urging people to use the service once it opens. He says it's an important one.
The civil registration office is going to be open 1 day a week for a 3 month trial period, and that day in a week is going to be a Wednesday. So people will be able to come to the primary care centre in Buncrana on a Wednesday by appointment only to register births, deaths and marriages.
Your belief is that there is sufficient demand within Buncrana and the wider Inishowen area to merit a full service on the peninsula?
Absolutely, Donal. And at the meeting that myself and Minister McConnell had with the HSE, we had all the facts and figures there present, and we were able to show them the number of births, the number of deaths and the number of marriages that were registered over a period of time within the Inishowen Peninsula in comparison to the rest of the country. If you don't mind, I would press the case urgently for people to please use the service. Desist from registering births and deaths online, and not to go to another office to register their marriages, to make whatever arrangements they can to please use the service in the primary care centre in Buncrana for this trial period, so that we are able to put the case again to the HSE that the need is there, hopefully to get the service expanded to what it previously was before the 20th of March.
And is the HSE's case that so many people are now going online to fulfil this task that basically there is no need for a physical walk-in office anymore?
That was certainly a strong part of the case. They also did mention the HSE recruitment embargo and the number of staff that had retired or had left the service within the county and within the CHO1 region within the last number of years. But why would the service be taken away from the most geographically isolated region within the county, and indeed within the whole CHO1 region? It just beggared belief.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 17 minutes past 5. Good evening, Chris Ashmore.
Good evening, Donal. And we start with soccer. And Arsenal must overturn a 1-0 deficit against Paris Saint-Germain if they're to reach this season's Champions League final. They're in the French capital for the second leg of their semi-final tie tonight. Gunners midfielder Declan Rice says they'll need a couple of magic moments if they're to reach the decider, but says they'll try and play their normal game.
We're not going to change the way we play for anyone. No way we're just going to go out there and sit back. You know, we're here to win the game. We're here to make a statement. And like I said, we want to get to the final. So we need to be ready to go and do that.
And kick-off at the Parc de Princes is 8 o'clock. The Irish FA has announced a name change for Windsor Park. The Belfast venue is now the Clearer Twist National Stadium. After a sponsorship deal for 8 years, Clearer Twist is a product from Larne-based company Clearer Water, who also hold the naming rights over the Irish Cup. Staying with soccer in the north, and there are two Irish Premiership Conference League playoff semi-finals this evening, with Coleraine against Crusaders, while Glentoran meet Cliftonville. The four sides are competing for the fourth and final European place on offer to Irish Premiership sides. On to Gaelic games, and the GAA has confirmed all the fixture details for the big games this coming weekend. Brendan Cawley of Kildare will be the referee for the Ulster Senior Football Championship final between Donegal and Armagh in Clonus, which has the unusual time of a 5:25 p.m. start on Saturday. The ladies Ulster Senior Football Championship final is the curtain raiser at St Tiernach's Park, and that is at 3 o'clock. Meanwhile, James Judge from Mayo will be the man in the middle for the Donegal London game in the Christy Ring Cup at O'Donnell Park on Saturday. That match has a 12:30 start. In other GAA news, the Cork players are set to defy the controversial Scort rule in this weekend's Munster Senior Camogie final against Waterford. Multiple outlets are reporting that the side will wear shorts for the game, running the risk of the game being abandoned. Cork's Hannah Looney said yesterday the Waterford players are set to take a similar stand. In hurling, defending champions Tipperary await the winners of tonight's semi-final in the Munster Under-20 Hurling Championship. Cork and Clare meet at Parky Keeve at 7:35. And in rugby, Dave Kilcoyne has confirmed he is retiring from professional rugby after a 15-year career with Munster in Ireland. He scored 22 tries in 220 appearances with the province and earned 56 international caps. In cricket, Letterkenny go to Bonds Glen in the Derry Midweek Cricket League at 6:30 this evening. Elsewhere in the Northwest Cricket Union, Women's Division 2, St Johnstone meet their Killiecluny counterparts at the Boat Hole at 6:30. In Formula 1, Irish Formula 1 prospect Alex Dunn has taken a major step towards graduating to the top tier of racing. The 19-year-old has completed a test in a McLaren Formula 1 car in the Netherlands. Last month, the Offaly native became the first Irish driver to win an F2 series race in Bahrain. Finally, in racing, there's an 8-race card underway at Garran Park this evening, with 6 rides booked for Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall. And that, Donal, is your evening sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris. More sport tomorrow morning after the news at 8:30. There are calls for Irish cancer patients to get the same access to medicines as other countries in Europe. It's after a report showed Ireland ranks as fourth worst in the EU for allowing access to new treatments. Since 2020, only 25% of European Medicines Agency approved treatments have been made available in Ireland. Stephen McMahon from the Irish Patients Association says there needs to be accountability for why this is happening.
Where does the fault lie? It's not a question of us identifying this. It's important for the minister to know where this is happening and to ensure that Irish patients can get equitable access to new novel treatments that will save their lives or improve the quality of their life.
A second number similar to 999 but for less serious medical issues could be developed. HICWA is running a public consultation asking for thoughts or advice. It says this other number would be set up to advise people, especially when an issue appears outside GP hours. HICWA's chief scientist, Dr. Conor Telgeour, says the cost would depend very heavily on how much demand there is.
If demand is high, and that would be of the order of 1 million calls a year, then you would be talking about 250 million over 5 years. But demand may be low because people may feel, well, they already have access to GPs and out-of-hours GP and so on, in which case it could be at the lower end with about 250,000 calls a year, and then it would cost 80 million over 5 years.
An East Derry MLA has told the Assembly there's a crisis in NHS dental provision in Northern Ireland, which must be urgently addressed. Cara Hunter told members dentists are handing back NHS contracts, and many people are being given a very blunt message: go private or go elsewhere, calling for a review of how the service is structured and funded. Ms Hunter told the Assembly the situation is becoming very serious.
Thousands of people, many of whom are my constituents, are being silently and systematically cut from one of their most basic healthcare needs, dental care. Over the past 2 years alone, more than 53,000 NHS dental patients have been removed from practice lists. A lack of NHS contracts is causing much frustration, and in 2023, 114 dentists handed back their NHS contracts. Today, out of 360 dental practices across Northern Ireland, only two are fully NHS. That means people across my constituency, from Clawdy to Dungiven, Feeney, Corian and beyond, are ringing round dentists in desperation. One constituent I recently spoke with was shocked to receive a letter saying his dental practice would no longer offer NHS treatment. The message was blunt: go private or go elsewhere. But where, Mr. Speaker, is elsewhere? As one NHS dentist bravely said, their practice is at full capacity. The system is beyond strain. And while we are told that investment is on the way and reform is promised, patients are being left behind right now. This is about preventable pain, early diagnosis that is being missed, and long-term health conditions that start in the mouth but end in emergency rooms. Dentists themselves are walking away because they cannot survive on the current funding models. We need urgent interim funding to retain what NHS provision we currently have. We need fair contracts for dentists, and of course a ministerial commitment that no citizen should be denied care based on their postcode or their purse.
Well, the forecast dry and bright this evening with mostly light northerly or variable breezes. Dry and clear tonight with light and variable breezes once again. Rather cool with lowest temperatures ranging 3 to 7 degrees Celsius tomorrow. Dry and bright once again with a mix of cloud and long sunny spells. Highs ranging 12 to 17 degrees Celsius in light easterly winds. Looking at the closing headlines this evening, the Dáil's been told Donegal needs a surgical hub to relieve some of the pressure on Letterkenny University Hospital. The issue was raised this afternoon by W. Charles Ward on foot of a visit to the hospital last week by the Health Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill. And the 133 cardinals who are about to elect a new pope have gathered in the Sistine Chapel and sworn an oath of secrecy. After the first ballot later this evening, smoke will emerge from the chapel's chimney. If it's white, it means the new pope has been elected. If it's black, it means it hasn't happened and they vote again. We're back with news headlines at 6. In the interim, check all that is news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 7th of May. The death has taken place of William Bill McCauley, Mahari Callaghan House, Dunnyloop. House strictly private, to family only, please. Funeral from his late home on Friday afternoon at 1:15 for a 2 o'clock service of thanksgiving in Dunnockmore Presbyterian Church with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Myra Friel, née Connolly, Ross Geer, Lifford, reposing at her home from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 11:45 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 12:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Isabel Margaret Bell Blackburn, née Matthews, Newton Stewart. Funeral tomorrow in Newton Stewart Presbyterian Church with service at 1:30, followed by interment in Droit Graveyard, Newton Stewart. House strictly private, family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Newton Stewart Presbyterian Church, care of Mr. Robert Moore, 40, Maharat Clotton Road, Newton Stewart. And the death has taken place of Margaret McConnell, Marlborough Crescent, Carrie Duff, Belfast, formerly of Manor Cunningham, Donegal. Margrove's remains will arrive at Ryde Presbyterian Church Graveyard, Banner Cunningham, for burial tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Funeral service of thanksgiving for the life of Margrove will take place at 12 noon on Friday in Carriduff Presbyterian Church, Belfast. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.